It's Tuesday, the 15th of July, and it's time to get your Gaming Grid on with a Game Green Gridcast. Let's talk about games. Aaron.
What's a video game?
Jackman.
Hi.
And Goz.
Hi.
On the stream today, we are playing a game called Guano. It's a free-to-play game. It's published by Creation et Nouveaux Médias. And that's a university. UQAT. No? UCAT. UQAT. It's all in capitals. According to the description, it offers university programs in video games, new media creation, and visual effects in its Montreal center. One of its campuses. You can check out all of their games on their publisher page. They appear to all be free. This one that we're playing today, Guano, has achievements. So some easy achievements for you achievement hunters, maybe. We'll find out, won't we?
The game's main feature, achievements.
I like achieving. I already got one for opening the game. Only 60% of players have it, so that's an easy one to get.
All right, well, we'll all start playing this game and give our opinions on it.
That way, did you choose play or new game?
I hit new game.
I hit play.
Whatever the option, the first option was, play.
Oh, I am a bird. Game speed, yes. That's where the Y or E.
I could go ground pound that thing, but I kind of enjoy flying through this little thing.
Excuse me? Good, now go poop on the human on the island.
No, I want to fly.
I'm just reading what the game is telling me.
Okay.
Oh, you can aim it like it's an MMO. You can aim the poop.
And splash damage. The flight mechanic's actually quite good. For a university project.
Agreed. Also, I have a bit of trouble like getting down, but I can just do a little aerial drop, I suppose.
I got an achievement for you farted 3 times while your poop was reloading.
Same. Don't.
Okay, I guess I beat the game.
Nice.
You beat the tutorial.
Shut up! Don't minimize my achievement.
Also, I want to know, a pelican is not a friend. It will try to eat you.
Me specific?
Well, you're also a pelican.
Yes, you specific. Oh, God, why is that the loading indicator? Why? That's nasty.
Oh.
An Ouroboros of sick. There's your quotation for the game.
I guess loading time is ridiculous.
You should have installed it on your SSD.
It's on my M2. That's faster than an SSD.
I don't know what that is.
Maybe it's crashed.
Took me a while, though.
Oh, there's a progress bar. Let's come out.
There is?
I mean, there wasn't, but now there is.
Is it the little bar in the bottom that is not full at all?
Yeah.
Great. I am so excited. There is one collectible in each quest. Look out for them when playing.
Okay, so we need to find food. Makes sense. Ow. Luckily, I already have brain damage. I don't need to worry about that.
Here, have a walkie-talkie. You weren't supposed to eat it. What was he supposed to do? He doesn't have pockets.
He was supposed to say bois a lot.
There's the progress bar.
Okay, just found floating fries. I mean chips.
Do you prefer fries or chips?
Aaron, it's the same thing!
True.
You could ask, do we prefer crisps or chips, but...
Yeah. Do you prefer thin-style chips, like an American French fry, or thick-style chips, like a proper chip?
Oh, that's a bit weighted, isn't it?
I don't put that much thought into my food.
I like both, honestly.
But you call one proper?
The one that I like less? Yes. I'm trying to... Give it proper weighting because I don't know how else to describe them. A British style thick chip.
I think they're called steakhouse chips or like steakhouse style.
Not quite. Those ones are flatter.
Yeah.
The British style chips are big and boxy.
What does boxy mean? I am confused.
Like a box.
They're not like a box. You can't open them.
I mean, you can open anything if you try hard enough. But yes, you can't easily open them like a box. But yeah, sorry, what I mean boxy, I mean they're very thick. You could chop it down to looking like a square. Whereas with a steakhouse style chip, you would not be able to chop it down to look like a square from any given angle.
I mean, you could.
Cube, I mean, sorry.
Again, you could. You just need to take a bit off the front, bit off the back, bit off the sides.
Okay, yes, fair. You couldn't make a single chop to turn it into a cube, I think.
Jack, stop being pedantic.
Why am I getting told off?
I'm saying things incorrectly. Jack is just accurately catching up on that. Thank you, Jack.
No, I am being pedantic. He's absolutely right.
But I also am pedantic. Oh, you can fly around in the cutscene. That's fun.
Guano, go collect me food. Guano, collect me the bottle caps. Guano, collect those statues. Is there anything this guy does not want collected?
Look, we're the summer intern. We do all the things. Well, apparently we got bonked on the head pretty bad.
I didn't notice that when you hold the poop button and you aim, the seagull in the bottom right just clenches his teeth.
You did not pay attention to that.
And by checking that, I pooped on someone and got an achievement. I think I pooped on another seagull.
Wow. That's kind of impressive, to be honest.
So you need to first poop at someone, then scream? No, you don't. You can just scream at them. I thought you needed to do like a combo each time.
I like the flying butt. Oh, sorry. Yeah. No.
You like the flying butt?
The aiming of the drop attack is a bit difficult.
Agreed. I'm trying to hit the same donut from the opening, and it's for an achievement, and it's not happening.
If you press L1 down, I think it's like a super boosty boost thing.
Oh, okay.
Maybe you need to do with that. I ate a battery.
Didn't seem to do it. Oh well, I'll try again later.
Oh, got minced in a propeller.
Oh dear. Keep seeing like red X's. Do they require a certain amount of height before you can destroy them, maybe?
Did you see that battery? I see you're a bird of culture too.
Give me your burger. Give me your burger.
I respawned in a volcano. I just screamed at someone and they slipped into the lava.
Yeah, that seems like an authentic seagull experience.
Oh, you can just go through the wall. That's cool.
Someone bazooka'd me in the volcano.
I think that's legal. I bullied Shy Gary. I feel bad.
Who's Shy Gary? Why would you bully Shy Gary?
I was told to.
So cruel.
Look, if someone tells me to do something, I have to do it.
Don't bully Shy Gary.
It's in my quest log. There's nothing doing.
Oh, okay. Never mind then. You can do it.
Thank you. My food meter is almost full. I wonder if I'll get superpowers. Have you gotten the thing full yet? For the first time?
No, but I did get a little statue.
I did. Cool. I did do the food thing.
Cool. Was it worth it?
Yeah, I got some acid droppings from the pelican.
That sounds worrying.
His acid droppings.
Not sure if that's better or worse.
Well, that's just what happened.
Oh, they shot me.
I'm impressed with the size of the city for like a small project.
Okay, I don't think I was supposed to be in the volcano yet, because I can't get out of the volcano.
Oh dear. But you spawned in the volcano, right?
Yes. I got minced by a propeller, and I respawned in the volcano.
No, frick, no!
Huh.
How am I supposed to hit this?
I'm guessing, Erin, you might need the acid droppings for it.
The little X's?
Yeah, because I couldn't find a way to get them. And I'm sure I hit them dead on a few times.
That's fair. So there's no point in even like trying to hit the one that's moving. Got it.
I'm guessing, at least. Hang on, I can probably confirm that for you in a minute. Ow, ow. Yes, Erin, it is exactly that. The game literally tells you, yeah, you can use this ability to break the things.
Ah, thank you.
My pleasure.
I can see the things,
yeah. If you see a red X on anything, you need to use your acid thing. I'm very eloquent, thank you.
Dr. Squaxon.
Oh no, it's a Spyro gateway. It's a time trial speed circuit.
Am I drifting? Is that what it is?
Probably.
I think I'm drifting.
I hope so. That sounds cool. Can't figure out a good pun for Tokyo Drift and birds.
Don't. Just don't.
Well, why else would you have me on the pod unless it's for my ability to make silly wordplays?
Tokyo Tuft? No.
Stop thinking about it!
I broke
you from the podcast.
I broke the thing. I broke a thing.
I did too. I apparently caused a chain explosion, though. I only just blew up one. I do like the boat trucks. They're cute.
Guano is also pretty cute. Oh, there's another one. There's another one of like little figurine things.
Guano is cute, but I want to see his mustache.
Yes. Would you also like a guano mustache?
Not really, no. I'm not into that kind of thing, but whatever floats your boat, or your seagull.
You killed my family, and I don't like that kind of thing.
You killed my family, and I don't like my family. Wait.
It's a quote.
I now also have the acid droppings.
Well done. You can now destroy red excesses. They should hire Aaron to play the secondary hero, Stool. Take it back.
I'm sorry. Ooh, a secret.
So, Ace, you might have noticed, but how recent is this?
It's from a year ago, isn't it? 2024?
I did not check.
I looked before opening the game.
Yeah, March 2024.
It's not pretty recent.
I actually have had this on my list of games that we could play, and I forgot to the list every time we've gone to think of what to play.
It's been there for a rainy day.
Yeah.
Very professional.
How to get in here? Above? Oh, the acid. I need the acid.
It's going on the bird and Kevin the human.
testing.
I watched that show.
If you collect enough bottle caps, you unlock artwork. I've unlocked a seagull vomiting knowledge into Guano's mouth. Birds are horrible.
That's pretty pretty good art.
I fell into a black hole.
Okay, where was...
I also bullied Shy Gary. Class. I'm sorry, Shy Gary.
Good luck, Shy Gary. I collected 3 batteries, I think, and I've unlocked another piece of art, so...
Nice.
It's just the bottle caps.
Oh, a battery. I got my first battery.
It's a derpy little guano.
Maybe that's just guano.
Pukes violently.
Oh, I got another level of food. On Spyro training, don't fail me now.
So if your poop is acid and can now, like, break things with ease, what does that mean for the people you poop on?
Nothing good. Probably a trip to the ER.
Yeah, you don't want to think about what happens to people who are covered in acid. I gathered all the food again, but it doesn't tell me where to go now.
You're told to go to the junk island to see the Scream Master.
I already did that.
Oh.
Follow the green.
I don't see the green.
Well, find the green and then follow it.
Ooh, training courses. Very cool. I am looking for gainful employment.
I can now say bois real loud.
Bois! Are you Morlock?
Yes. Sad. Ali's not here to hear that. She'd be delighted.
Okay, this is totally much better than Death Stranding 2. And there's just as much poop.
You're not wrong. But Norman Reedus is in this one, so I'm not sure about that.
I don't get why people like Norman Reedus. I didn't see him in anything. Other than his name branding.
In Walking Dead, admittedly, but he can
still give it one note.
That's true.
That's all I care about.
Okay, I needed to go to see Scream Master again, apparently.
Was there a green light thing?
Yes.
See?
Y'all not wrong, wrong, but you're out of line. Yep.
I do like the little side quests you can do. They're enjoyable.
Okay, I entered the warp zone, but the animation made me think that I'm dying.
Oh, me too. Maybe you did die. This is all the afterlife now.
The fuck is this?
The afterlife?
I believe in Kevin. Getting very strong Spyro vibes from this racing minigame thing.
Well, Spyro racing minigames were much harder.
True.
We should probably start to give some opinions about this game.
I already said it's better than Death Stranding 2.
I do think that it's a little awkward to aim where you're going, but it is fun, and I think that's part of the fun of it.
For a student project, it's very nice.
Agreed,
It's a decent collect-a-thon game, I think.
It is.
Yeah, I'm enjoying. I'm enjoying just flying around the place.
Agreed. There's a lot of charm to it.
Hopefully, I don't get stuck in some bear's backpack.
You will do.
Speaking of collect-a-thons,
it'll be a koala.
Why?
Because Banjo's got as Kazooie, a koala needs a guano. Simple math.
Does it?
Simple.
It's a simple mathematics.
It's simple math, like I said. Bear plus, I'm not even sure what kind of bird Kazooie is.
I would say a trash panda, or like a raccoon, because a panda is a bear. So trash panda, that's what is exact match for a seagull.
Yeah, you got me there.
That makes sense. Yeah.
But koalas are horrible creatures that want to kill you, so there's that.
They are?
They are, I'm sad to say.
Aww.
Although maybe a raccoon would clash with a seagull. They would, like, be competitive. They need to complement each other. Maybe something that murders stuff would be better.
Again, I would like to see a seagull lifting a bear off the ground and just leading with it.
Yes. That sounds very fun.
I'm not sure if I finished the race or if I'm still racing. I'm just flying forward, trying not to die, not to crash into something.
That's all we can do in these trying times.
I'm on a skateboard, but I'm not a skate burb. Disappointed.
I'm what?
This has gone from a 9 out of 10 game to a 4 out of 10. Let me ride the skateboard around.
Look, if Doomslayer can be in a Tony Hawk game, then Guano can skate.
Agreed. I couldn't agree more.
More like Dune Slayer.
What?
Yeah, seriously, what?
Because he sucks. I don't know.
So you think Dune sucked?
Yes.
I didn't like the first film myself, and I haven't seen any more. Well, when I say first film, I mean the first of the recent ones.
Pro tip, don't fly into toxic waste.
I mean, yeah,
you can't tell me what to do.
Look, at this point, Guano's been in worse.
I can tell you what to do if it's a pro tip.
Are you a pro at this game?
As far as you know.
That's true.
Do you consider yourself an ace? Laugh, damn you. Well done, thank you.
Oh, you're supposed to land here, I see.
Find Edna. Who's Edna?
Edna, my balls.
You should go see a doctor about that, I'm pretty sure.
I just said whatever Pej would say in this moment.
I'm sure he's very happy with you.
Well, yeah, we've about reached the end of this episode. Thank you for joining me, everyone.
Thank you for having us.
Again, the game we played was Guano, but there was a lot more discussion than there was talk about Guano.
Guano Stranding.
Sorry, Guano.
Guano Stranding, yes.
Guano had a cute and fun story and fun side content, and flying is a joy.
Yes, well worth a play.
I flew out of bounds and exploded.
You heard it here, folks. Gauze flew out of pants and exploded.
Bounds.
Pants.
Thank you, everyone, for joining me, and thank you for listening and subscribing to the Greencast. Your support means a lot. If you want to hear more from us, listen to our anime podcast, The Pals Anime Lounge, and of course, check out our writings on GamingGrim.com. Until next time, game on.